From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is the founder of TheaterWorks, Mr. Robert Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Janae. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Kelly is the director of the musical Come From Away. It's based on a true story about passengers stranded in a small Canadian town after their flights were grounded because of the 9/11 attacks. Come From Away is running at the Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts until May 10th, and it's a feel-good show. But right now, we're going to hear Kelly's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is Thornwood Preserve in San Mateo County. This park has many trails for hiking and horseback riding. One of the preserve's top attractions is Chilling Lake, and it's a great place to see birds and migrate. And also, too, the preserve has a small waterfall along one of the trails. Kelly, the photos I've seen of Thornwood Preserve are just so beautiful. Tell us why you like coming here and what do you like to do at Thornwood?
I love this preserve. It gives me a sense of peace and an understanding of the highlights of our local forestry, and just makes me feel good every time I go there. It's got a wonderful redwood forest that you hike through, but also a trail of chaparral with the oaks and all kinds of other things. I love looking at mushrooms, and this park has a ton. It has a ton of wildflowers at different times of the year, and it's not huge, it's small. And you can really hike it in an hour and a half easily. The lake is actually more of a pond, I have to say. So if you're heading for the lake, don't expect to put a sailboat on it. It's pretty tiny. But the overall environment is a thrill.
Nice. That's Thornwood Preserve in San Mateo County. Kelly, your next pick is Joni's Cafe in Palo Alto. This cafe serves American cuisine with a French twist, and their menu has items such as grilled Cajun chicken, French onion soup, and crepes. I love crepes. Okay, so Kelly, tell us more about this place. What do you like to eat when you go to Joni?
Well, Joni's is a small local cafe with extraordinary food. I'm a regular, I have to admit. They have great breakfast. They have a very charming but not overdone atmosphere. I'm a fan of the French dip that they have there. I think it's one of the greatest ever. Not to say that I've experienced all possible French dips, but this one is absolutely great. I took my nephew there to have lunch, and he told me it was a world-class French dip. So all of you from around the world, get ready.
We're going to take your word for it. That's Joni's Cafe in Palo Alto. And Kelly, your final pick is the Cantor Art Center at Stanford University. The center has many art collections, exhibits, and public programs available to the public for free. And their latest exhibition is called Jeremy Frey Woven. Now, Jeremy is a seventh generation basket weaver. He is indigenous and part of the Wabanaki people in Maine. Wabanaki baskets have been around for over 13,000 years. My goodness. So the exhibit features more than 30 of his baskets that come in many colors and patterns. Kelly, tell us more about the Cantor Arts Center at Stanford. Stanford has so many great art spaces.
It does. This museum at Stanford is one you can go to over and over again. They are often changing their exhibits into all different kinds of cultural specialties, as well as the things that they have full-time, including an incredible collection of Rodin sculptures that featured in an outdoor sculpture garden, but also inside the museum as well. The baskets, just unbelievable, taking an art form that's ancient and turning it into extremely contemporary and sort of mind-blowing art.
And we're so lucky that art form is 13,000 years old, and so that it's still being continued, and so we can still see it today, which is great. That's the Cantor Art Center at Stanford University, and you can see the Jeremy Frey Woven exhibit now until July 20th. I've been speaking with director Robert Kelly. See Come From Away now at the Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts until May 10th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.